going to a church, in my opinion, how I would say, is it's a disciplinary action to showing up to worship with your fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. And, you know, having a relationship with the Lord along with other Christians and, you know, taking the day and time out of your day to drive to church, be there for that 1 hour, 30 minutes, learn about the Lord, learn about the word, learn what he tells you, and live a lifestyle that God is calling us to live, right? That's how I would say why going to church is important. And then the other disciplines and the standards that we need to have in church in order for there to be order instead of chaos and based on what I feel that day or what I feel like doing in the church. Because, I mean, even according to the Bible and stuff, and we see this too, is there has to be standards and, you know, traditions within the church that we see throughout the Bible. And even when Apostle Paul is teaching the people there is, you know, you have, there's a certain way of living for Christ, and there isn't just how do you feel. It's what he says. It's what the Lord Jesus Christ says, right? So what do you guys think about that? What should we get started with? Which question?
Let's first get started too. Should you go to church and why?
Right.
Is church even important? Like, why should people even go to church? Why can't just they sit home and just read Bible? And is it even necessary to go to church? How about that?
Right.
I would bring up a scripture. I don't know where it says exactly. It's probably in one of the Gospels. When God says, I will build my church on a rock, right?
Right.
Who does he tell? I think he tells
Peter.
Peter. Yeah. Tells one of the apostles, but I think that would be my explanation on God commanding the apostles to build the church, right?
And yeah, the foundation.
Exactly, that it's important to go to church and build the church and build a community for people to go and learn more about it.
Yeah.
Because let's be honest, you know, some of the things that I'll read from the Bible, I probably won't understand it as good as you will. And there's going to be some things that you might interpret it differently than me.
Right.
And it doesn't necessarily mean that doesn't necessarily mean that I'm more right than you. It just sometimes I might have a better understanding, whether it's from experience or whatever it may be. I might have a better understanding of what the scripture said. Exactly. So I think that's why it's important. And I also do believe that obviously few churches, but there is some churches with priests and pastors where they're actually anointed to be pastors or priests.
100%.
Because when they share scripture, their understanding and just how they understand the scripture is just so much different from normal people, I would say. So I think it's very, very important that we go to church.
Mike, what would you say if somebody says, yo, I just want to read the Bible at home. I just want to, you know, sit in my house because I have other stuff to do. Worship God in my room, in my heart, read the Bible, read his word. Is that okay? Right? Mm-hmm.
Well, in my opinion, I do think that it's okay, right? There's nothing wrong with that at all. But there comes a point where it's like in your journey with like following Christ, like you want to be around more people who know more about the word and who know more about like what it means to really worship and follow Christ. And so like in my opinion, church, when people think about church, it gets a bad rap because it's all about, oh, you have to be here. You have to, it's like school. It's like jail in a sense. Like it's like you're there, oh, I have to do XYZ, why am I here? I feel like kind of church gets that rap because of just the, like it was like a form of control back in the day.
Right.
And even today, like some of the Catholic churches, some of the other church, like there, I bet there is churches out there who have
these
like
traditions, laws and standards that you have to follow that might seem a little bit weird or strange at some point. So it feels like a constraint, right?
Yeah, and I feel
more of like a place for laws and to control people than to worship, right? Type of thing.
Yeah, that's what I think. And do I think you need to go to church? I don't think it's needed, but as a follower of Christ, like you're just gonna want to do that.
How about this?
Right?
Why not then? Why does Jesus tell the apostles to build a church?
Well, doesn't just say that. It's just one thing that he says, right? He also says to go into your room and pray quietly, not in front of others.
Absolutely, but then why does he say build the church
there's multiple ways. Yeah,
that's what makes me believe that you should go to church. Actually, it's not.
We're definitely advocating that. But it's. I think what Mike said is, okay, Do you need to go to church?
Yes.
No, but you should want to, right? Same with, okay, should you accept a Lord should you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior? Not everybody will want to. Not everybody will say, oh, I need to, because they won't understand the need to need Jesus Christ in your life. Well, look at your life. Are you a sinner or not? Do you understand that you're a sinner? Do you understand that you need somebody to save you from this life, from the death that you're facing, the judgment of God? Do you need somebody to take on that wrath? If you think you don't, you're going to say, I don't need him. But if you understand it, then you think, I want to.
And I think a better way of putting it would be, instead of saying, do I need to go to church? It should be like, do I need a group of people who know more than me and who also follow the same beliefs as the Bible?
Yeah.
Yes, you do. Like people definitely need a community of people who are a part of the same thing, whether that be your own little church group, right?
Yeah.
You get a few friends, 10 friends, you sit down at a table, and that could be like that's how our church started, right? That we go to. They started out by going to this one restaurant and there was like a couple people, and then it got bigger and bigger and bigger. That's how a church starts. So it's not just about the place you go to, but the intention behind it, I think.
And one of my other friends asked me this question too. I was on the phone with him and he said, do you think I need to go to church, or do you think you need to necessarily go to church, right? And, you know, he works out and stuff, so he has a very good understanding of the gym and stuff. And I told him, I give him a simple example. I go, okay, you can start by doing push-ups at home, sit-ups, body weight squats, all these kind of stuff. And you're going to go to a point where you're going to want to do something more. You're going to want to, explore more, learn more, surround yourself with people that also push themselves, be in an environment where, you know, people are there for the same purpose, that type of thing. And yeah, it's the same thing with the Bible. You can sit home, read the Bible. That's exactly what I did as a beginner too. I didn't go to church. In fact, I didn't have a good experience with the church. So I was like, okay, I don't think you need a church. And then I started reading the Bible, that kind of stuff. And then I went to the point where like, okay, I need more and I need a guidance. I need to have an understanding and a discipline that, okay, why are all these people going to church? Maybe what they're doing is good. Maybe, you know, they're taking it a step further. So let me do the same. Let me give it another try with a new mindset, with a new understanding, and, you know, kind of push back this old me who was hurt by religion, but let's put God first and go in with a mindset that I'm here for God, not for people or not for some of the hypocrites. So I started doing that and I saw a whole different perspective on how much you can learn, how you can worship with others, fellow Christians. And just like what the Bible says too, you know, when there's more than two in my name, there I am. That's what Jesus says. So when we think about that,
that's why you should go.
You should want to go to church. You know what I mean? You should have a desire to go and learn more and explore more in what it says, because it's not an easy book to understand.
Okay,
I'll
give you an example, right? Your kid comes up to you and says, Dad, you think I should go to church or not? What are you going to tell them? If you want to or not? Of course,
I'm taking my kids to church for sure. Yeah.
Exactly.
Teaching them.
You have to teach them that you should go to church. And the reason is because the kids don't really know, but it's like more like they don't really want to go because kids have a lot of energy. They don't want to be just sitting there worshiping.
And that's when discipline comes in.
Right. Right, right. But I'm just saying like that's the need of, or that's just not the need, but that's where the line is like, should you go to church or not? That's why my answer is yes.
I know you're emphasizing the whole point with should and should not, but I'm not discarding that. I'm just saying I think want is, in my opinion, better. Like same with fear of God or love of God, right? Which one, you need both. You can't have one without the other, but which one would you want to have more? Fear of God or love of God, right? I think love of God, 100%. Same with should or want. It's like, should you do something? I mean, why should you do something? You should want to. That's a free will decision. And should isn't always a free will decision. It can be, but, you know, it's like, you've been told things, oh, you should do this and you should do that. You should follow this program or whatnot, but you might not understand why you're doing it. So that's when, do I want to? And why do I want to? Or why am I doing the things that I'm doing? Right? That is going outside of the understanding that, okay, I've been told to do it. I've been told you should, but why should I want to? That want, when it comes into that picture, I think it gives a bigger it gives you a bigger understanding on why you even do the things you do, right?
Yeah, and I think explaining it to a little kid, like if I had a kid and he was like, why do we go to church? I'd tell him why he should go to church, and ask him, do you think you should go? Right? And like try to like logically like put it in their brain, like why it makes sense to go to church, not just tell them, oh, because we have to, because the church says so, or the pastor says so, or like, no, we go because of God, right? Like, he commands us to kind of be around people who are like that, right?
Yeah.